Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday Weather, focusing on the holiday forecast for the week ahead, this time for the eastern half of the country. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories tonight. For the northeast, inland from the coast with some areas getting a foot of snow by tomorrow morning. The damage may already be done for Monday's commute. Monday, though, no new precipitation, no problems in the east. The next Pacific system starts to cross the Mississippi River late Tuesday, and that system brings snow across the Great Lakes, a broad area of cold rain, all the way from the northeast down the spine of the Appalachians, across Dixie as far south as the Texas Gulf Coast on Wednesday. Lake effect snows Thanksgiving Day, and then the next bigger storm system starts to cross the Mississippi late Thursday, but it's moving slower. And a broader area of winter precipitation will develop, including a potential ice storm for Iowa and Nebraska Friday. Rain into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. By Saturday, that snow reaches from the Great Lakes down into New York and Pennsylvania. Stay with this station to update specific ice and travel conditions. They'll have the latest with this tricky forecast for the holiday. And we'll look to the west next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The all-seeing eye. Swamp. Templars. On your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday. Coming up.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure to do a network show. I'm barely equipped for it. Everybody can agree on that. That's the one thing we can agree on. You can't believe what I've got for you tonight. We have the most stunning award-winning edition yet of The Usual Edition. Plus, drive-through brew meets curbside pickup. Let's just think about that for a moment. Drive-through brew meets curbside pickup. These two worlds might seem to clash, but in fact, they dovetail. A stupid show. Plus, I was amazed to learn that Justin Bieber took out an Instagram to thank his wife, Haley Baldwin, for helping him through a hard time. I can imagine the sort of hard time that Justin Bieber has with Haley Baldwin, but apparently Justin has had a hard time. Let me tell you what a hard time is. A hard time is when you don't know how the hell you're going to pay your rent. A hard time is when they're about to repo your car. A hard time is when you have to stand there and debate, can I afford a quart of milk or a gallon of milk? A gallon of milk or a quart of milk? Do I fill the tank with gas or not? Do I stand there and hold the thing and let it fill, or do I stop it at $10? That, Mr. Bieber, is a hard time. We will explore more of what Justin Bieber thinks a hard time is coming up in just seconds. Plus, Taylor Swift has just unveiled her latest collection of merchandise this week, and it would appear that fans want everything. Taylor Swift has her own pop-up store. But then really what you want to know is experts over at dating app Badoo have revealed the top 10 words guaranteed to help you, even you. Yes, you bag a date. You wearing a bag on the side. You bag a date. That's what I've got for you tonight. There's no other show like this. I'm live on a Sunday night. We're live across the country on Real Talk 910 in San Francisco, KUFO in Portland, Oregon, WSB in Atlanta. It's a giant network radio show, and we're streaming live. We're streaming live on Facebook. Go to Facebook, go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Streaming live, woo! And you can actually see the laundry room. I do my show from my laundry room. Why do I show my from my laundry room? Because women decide where men go in the house. Women decide where men go in the house. I have an amazing story for you tonight. The Salesman and the 99 Turkeys. This is an astonishing true story, unlike any other you've ever heard. That's coming up later. The Salesman and the 99 Turkeys. It's unbelievable what we have tonight. It's overwhelming. It's too much show prep. Again, we're facing too much show prep. You heard about this, I know nothing about sports except that I would like to marry Trevor Lawrence. But other than that, I know nothing about sports. And here's the shocking thing to me. There's a thing called load factor. They're professional athletes that are kept on the sidelines for weeks or months at a time in the NBA because they have to determine whether or not the athlete can handle a load factor. They do this for athletes that they really like. Now, maybe you work with somebody like this. I have worked with people like this my whole life. It could be true in the beauty salon. It could be true if you're a toll taker or a truck driver and they're scheduling trucks. It could be true in a giant company. But what I have seen repeatedly, and I'd like to know if you've seen this, repeatedly what I've seen at work, is there are certain people who celebrate a load factor that they just can't handle too much. But here's the thing. This has never happened to me. The thing is that everybody goes, oh, it's all right. You know, we have to give them a little less to do right now because there's too much going on. They have all of this going on in their life. And because they're having all this going on in their life, the load factor on their daily life is too much. Therefore, they're going to work a four-day week. Or, sometimes they leave early. It's important that they leave early. They don't actually state it. It's not policy. It's not put in memos. It's just okay. What do you mean it's okay? They get three-hour lunch or a two-hour lunch. They're liked so much and understood so much that it's all right. They get away with this over and over again. Let me tell you. Let me give you a corporate tip. You ready for a corporate tip? Never take a personal day. I'm telling you this now as somebody who used to wear a suit and tie and wingtip shoes. Do not take personal days because you are viewed by management as weak. And that guy or woman who has all those ergonomics in order to use a keyboard, all those extra ergonomic things put on a chair and the keyboard that's 14 different angles. Okay, they're never going to get promoted. They are never going to get promoted. They are viewed as weak. But there's this other group that gets away with murder. They don't come back from lunch. Four-day week seems to have extra vacation time. And everybody's great. Oh, she just had a baby. Isn't that fantastic? He just had a baby. Isn't that great? Everybody's working 10 times as hard to compensate for this person. And it's all right. They're able to compensate for their load factor, like these guys in sports, getting paid for the full season. But they only have to play, half the games. They're testing their load factor. I've experienced this all my life at work. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
For a chance to win a box of crackers and snacks that should be in the vending machine right now, but are not. They're not in the vending machine right now, are they? They're not in the vending machine now, right now. Plus a prize announcement, if you guess the mystery voice. But let's talk about that person at work who gets away with it all the time. And nobody gets mad at them. Whereas you and I, it's a nonstop hell. It's a nonstop hell. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. And let's you and I talk about American financing. American financing is a family-owned business. It's been helping people like you and me for 20 years. What's astonishing about American financing is they are a mortgage banker, family owned, that will help people like you and me find the right mortgage. Why does this matter? You got a mortgage. You got it a year ago. It's a good mortgage. Interest rates on mortgages have been coming down so fast that the odds are you are probably paying too much for a mortgage, even if you got it a year ago, even if you got it 2 years ago, even if you like it, even if old Charlie's the banker, a friend of the family, always has taken care of you, even with that, you're probably paying too much for a mortgage. Isn't that amazing? You can get a mortgage from American Financing without restarting your mortgage. That means you can go in and pick up right where you left off. No problem, no extra points, no extra cost, but at a lower rate, a cheaper mortgage. You could save as much as $1,000 a month or more. And what would you do with $1,000 a month? Well, look at your shoes. You could use new shoes. Look at them. How about some new drapes? How about a vacation? What about all the things your kids keep asking for, like the American Girl doll dream house? Well, now you can get it with a lower mortgage. How do you find out if you qualify for a lower mortgage? Usually at this point, the announcer says, okay, call this number. Call them now. Do not call this number now. Don't call this number now. I want you to call this number on Tuesday, Wednesday, and you will talk to a professional mortgage expert, a person on a salary who will listen to your situation, talk to you about what packages are available, how to get a better mortgage rate, and listen to your needs. You're talking to a mortgage professional, not somebody on commission. They're on a salary. Here's the number to call. Not now. Don't call them now. Tuesday.
866-569-4711.
Call them Wednesday.
866-569-4711.
Load it into your phone now and call them. One of the ways they save money and don't have big overhead is they're not open now. They're going to be open on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I want you to call this number and talk to a mortgage professional about your situation.
866-569-4711.
American Financing.
American Financing. NMLS 182334. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. No monkey was harmed.
I'm supposed to do something now? Is it my turn to do something? All right, you can see us on a live stream. That's right, on a live stream right now. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Go to the Walter M. Sterling page blah, on Facebook. But that's true, isn't it? That's true. By the way, James, do you have anything that I need to know about right now? Do I need to see anything? Has James got anything for me there? All right. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-9258. And you and I are talking about that person at work. There's a person at work who gets away with everything. And when you and I are going to work on the third shift, we don't have a problem with our tasks. It's not a challenge to deal with our tasks. We know our job. We can do our job. It's not a problem. What bothers us in our head on our drive to work is dealing with the people at work. And it's not an evil boss. You and I don't work for an evil boss. It's either having to compensate for somebody who is incompetent, clearly who should be fired, or dealing with people who get away with murder. There are people who get fired for cause. They get away with crap, right? And they get fired. But then there's this other group of people. This other group of people who get away with stuff and everybody still likes them. Those are the toughest people to deal with. Wait a minute. Why is this person still here? They're working a 4-day week, sometimes a 3-day week. Seems to me like they're getting 5 weeks off vacation. Anytime they have a problem with a relative or a kid, or, you know, they've got an ache or a pain, they have no problem getting time off. And yet you and I, we go to work and we don't have a hard time. We always have a hard time. If we try to get away with anything, it's never good. I have never been one of those people who's been able to slick anything, ever.
When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
Who do you think that is?
I think that's Joey Heatherton. You know Joey Heatherton?
Well, I'm a little young to know Joey Heatherton, but I've heard about Joey Heatherton, but I thank you.
Did that commercial with his son?
Thank you for the call, Joe. 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win snacks for the vending machine on the third shift. Do they? By the way, guys, do you have snacks in the vending machine tonight, James, Matt? Are there none? None. There's nothing in there. What the hell is it with these companies? They ask you to work 24 hours a day, and then they pretend that for 20 hours a day, there's nobody there. It's astonishing to me. How does that happen? 888-688-WALT. Mr. Sneakers, happy Thanksgiving. How are you? Hello. Hello, hello.
Nice. Hello. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in.
So
when I was a kid,
Mr.
I thought
Sneakers?
That houses like this only existed on TV.
Not there. What's that? What am I looking at? Here you go. I'm sorry. You guys didn't do anything wrong. I got an email, which I got confused because tonight we have to use the very special screener system, which is my email. But don't worry. I've done other network shows that have the same screener system. It's amazing to me. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It is a pleasure being with you, I think. We're together on the third shift, and there you are in your media room, otherwise known as the cab of the 18-wheeler or the SUV. And it's just us. Everybody else is gone. There's nobody normal who would listen to the radio at this time. There's nobody normal who works at this time. We are misfits. We are not normal. But I will tell you this, just like Nikola Tesla, we're the ones who have the original ideas. We try things first. We are brave. We have the guts to say what we feel, and we're right. And then what happens? The honey badgers come. The honey badgers listen to our new ideas and our fascinating thoughts, and they steal our nest, eat our eggs, eat our babies, live in our nest, and say, I discovered Dr. Ruth. It's unbelievable what I have witnessed in the past few months. But that's the thing. At work, all my career, I have seen these people, and you have too, who get credit, are able to take credit, are able to enjoy the spoils of others, and there's no consequences. And when they want an extra week off, when they want, hey, you know, could I take the 3 days after Christmas off? Christmas this year is on a Wednesday. Could I take off the Thursday and Friday? They go, oh, no problem. And then if I were to go and ask for the Thursday and Friday when I used to have corporate jobs, they'd be looking at me like I was insane. No, you have to work. This is what I've seen all my life. There's a group of people in any workplace who get away with freaking murder. They can do whatever they want. There's no consequences. And I've never understood how they do it because I'm not that guy. I've never been that guy. How about you? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up later, I have an amazing story about the salesman and 99 turkeys. The salesman and 99 turkeys. Plus, we have drive-through brew. We have the drive-through brew. And we have Debbie in Cookeville. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi there.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi. I just wanted to guess who the voice was.
And do you know what happens if you guess it right?
I think I win some crackers.
Yes, and it's the power of a free gift, isn't it? That you would call in, because you could go to Costco and get all the crackers you want.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's guess the mystery voice here. You ready, Debbie? Where do you live?
Cookeville, Tennessee.
Thank you for listening. Here you go.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
Who do you think that is?
I think it's Drew Barrymore.
Finally, a good guess. Somebody from this century. An actress, a popular figure, someone who's been nude. Someone who has been nude on screen in Playboy. You're not right, but I sure am glad that you got close. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Yes, we have an update from the drive-through brew. we're going to have worlds collide with the drive-through brew and curbside pickup. That's coming up in just seconds. And the usual edition and weather for the West Coast. It's a very big network show. There's nothing else like this on the air right now. Everything else on the air right now is a best of Dead Plant. You cannot have a best of talk show. That's impossible. If it's a show designed to get phone calls, it's impossible. It's impossible to have a best of. It can only be worst of. We're going to have fun tonight. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Higher, heavier elevation snows tonight. Idaho, Glacier National in Montana, pushing south tomorrow. Starting the wet season briefly in California, mountain snow and valley rains, Utah, Wyoming, and Colorado, soon to be ejected out into the plains Wednesday with additional Gulf moisture. Now, what's pushing this system is an even bigger storm behind that, due for later in the week. But at this point, the snow Tuesday reaches from Denver to Minneapolis, a narrow band of ice along I-29. And this first storm races into Canada later Wednesday. How about the bigger storm that's still to come? It's going to get lots of help with a new shot of tropical moisture coming through the southwest Wednesday. Much bigger snow footprint Thanksgiving Day, expanding into Arizona and New Mexico by Friday. Plan on big travel delays in the air and on the ground, with some 54 million people impacted by the time we all get to leftovers. And that snow will diminish by Saturday. And at this point, there's even a threat of ice for Tucson Saturday. But it's all rain Sunday heading home. Stay with this station to update specific ice and travel conditions. They'll have the latest with this tricky forecast for the holiday. And we'll look to the east coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The all-seeing eye. Swamp. Templars. On your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday. Coming
all right,
up.
Velo Hool thinks that there's the golden chalice. That there's the holy grail on Oak Island. Let me suggest to you that there is nothing on Oak Island. After, what is it, 18 seasons of men digging, there's nothing there. And if there is anything there, it means that 250 years ago, there would have had to have been giant drilling equipment available like they're using today in order to bury it. They had to build a bridge, a new bridge, to bring that equipment onto Oak Island. Do you realize that? They had to build a new bridge to deal with the weight of that equipment they're using to dig for a hole on Oak Island. They are digging for holes. There is no woman on the team at Oak Island. Do you know why? Because any woman would say, "What the hell are you doing?" After 2 days, she'd go, What are we doing here? I'm going home. There's nothing here. You guys are crazy. I'm going home. Major in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Major.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, I am paid to take your call, so thank you for calling.
Yeah, very good elocution.
You betcha. That's how we got through elementary school.
Yeah, go figure, huh?
Go figure.
I'm from Philadelphia, and you're talking about people getting away. Well, I was in federal government, the Department of Defense, of law enforcement job, and there was a lot of nepotism there. And you know, no matter what they did, they got away with it. Then I went to a private industry defense contractor, family-run business, Lucky Sperm Club. No matter what they did, didn't really matter. They just chastised everybody else.
Was it worse at the military contractor or in the federal government?
Federal government, absolutely.
And
reverse
discrimination.
I've suffered all kinds of things. But being the most qualified person for a job, and they hired a least qualified person for the job.
And you saw this repeatedly.
Absolutely.
And how did you feel?
I just went along with it, got my check every week, and did my job. The federal government, they don't like producers, I could tell you that right now.
They don't like producers in federal government.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's you know, they give you these pep talks, and then you do what they say, and you're showing up everybody else, and gets you in trouble.
How about an example of somebody? I don't need a name. An example of somebody who like had a job for a long time and did nothing. What were they doing all day?
Well, I used to deal with the FBI a lot in my work, and there were people like me, and there were the others. And the others, they went up the GSA ladder, which means the General Service job scale. You know, the FBI is not civil service. They get the same pay scale, but they have a different program. They're not civil service, and it's a clicky thing. The government's a very clicky outfit, and I do a lot of work right now with the military, and especially the special ops community. And those people, I know people, 13 different deployments. Some of these guys I know since the towers fell. It's unbelievable the stress that they go through. But they're there on they're always on time and giving up everything for this country of ours.
You just mentioned a group of people who are doing their job. Say that again. Who is doing
Absolutely.
Their job? Who is? Say that again. Who is doing their job?
I think most, I would say the majority of the people in the military are doing their job.
The military, you bet.
The special ops community is going far, way, way, way ahead of the curve. I could tell you that right now. Jeez,
I lived 20 blocks from 9/11. And
you're in Manhattan, yeah?
I was, and I saw what they did. I lost Fireman Pat Brown, a captain in the New York City Fire Department. He was a friend I talked to every day.
Yeah.
And, he ran into the building, and other people like him ran into the buildings to save others.
That's right. Without question. They weren't thinking about their own safety. They're doing their job, and that's what these people do every day that, I deal with.
Yeah, real men.
I had a tragedy. I had a friend of mine who was a deputy chief up in New York City, and he killed himself a couple months ago, Steve Silks.
Listen, Major, I got to ask you an important question about that. There has been a surprising number of New York City policemen who have killed themselves in the past year. A surprising
That's
number.
Correct.
Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, New York City is a toxic environment. I believe, I'm not a chemist, I'm not a scientist, I'm just, I have a lot of technical training, but I still think there's a lot of residual effect of what happened with the towers there in that city. It's still toxic in a lot of ways. You have to understand what was in those buildings, just the chemical elements, the mercury and the cobalt and all the things were in all that electronic equipment and the heavy metals and the plastics and the suspended glass and it's just horrible. And look what happened. Those firemen went there. Some of them did when they were digging up. They just had handkerchiefs around their face. They didn't even have proper respirators or anything. You talk about mesothelioma. What was there? It was a lot worse than asbestos. I'm sure you had asbestos in some of those buildings too, because they weren't, when those buildings were built, about 40, 50 years ago now, the towers, I'm sure they had asbestos in them, too.
But why do you think, that's very interesting, but what factors besides chemicals in the air, pollutants, do you think might be contributing to, we're talking a dozen New York City police department officers killing themselves in the past 12 months? What do you think that is?
Well, I think it's the stress of the job. I don't think they appreciate it. Now, there's a guy who had 30-some years experience. He was a deputy chief of police. I think there was like 30 of them. He was working over there in Queens. And I got to know him through a company I'm affiliated with called Glock. They make guns. And he was instrumental in bringing Glock to the city of New York. But it's just the pressure. He dedicated. He was a single man. He was no family, no wife, no kids, and he wanted to do more or less volunteer work in the police, and the chief of police up there said, no, we don't want you anymore. There's a guy who went almost 40 years in the job.
Jesus.
And it was his whole life.
Well, Major, you've brought a lot of information to us tonight. I'm very grateful that you listened to Sterling on Sunday. I want to thank you for your call.
Yeah, it's interesting. You got some good material.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. It's an honor to speak to you. Thank you for speaking your truth at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's 45 minutes past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Let me tell you, you're looking right now at the future. We're looking at Thanksgiving, and then we're looking at Christmas, and oh my God, I got to get the Christmas cards out. No, really, we have to get the Christmas cards out already. You have to get them made, and then, oh no, I got to buy 300 stamps, 400 stamps. I have to stand in line at the post office. That is one of the great challenges of the holidays, to stand in line at the post office. No more. No more. Now there's a new post office branch. It's in your home. It's on your desk. It's in your office. That's right. There's a post office stamp office right now waiting for you in your office. Did I just say that? There's a post office in your office. It's called stamps.com. 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 Promo code Walter. You get 5% off each stamp. You get great discounts. Imagine the convenience that you're going to get when you no longer have to go to the post office. Now the post office is in your office. And you and I work the third shift. The post office is never open for us. And if you work during the day, every time you get to the post office, it's 301, 401, you just missed it. No more. Stamps.com lets you do every single thing that you would do at the post office, live and in person, at your desk. Go to stamps.com, promo code Walter. You get great discounts, plus a beautiful digital scale. That's right. You get a beautiful digital scale, not one of those cheap springy ones that you get at a stationery store. This is a magnificent digital scale. No more waiting in line at the post office. Stamps.com, promo code Walter. Stamps.com, promo code Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday. It is the number one show on cable. The Curse of Oak Island is the number one show on cable. And what is that show? It is a show about men over the age of 40 standing around watching giant equipment drill holes in an island. And what do they find in the holes? Water. An island in the Atlantic, you drill, and what do you get? Water. Then they move the drill. They go, there's something over here. Metal detector goes off. Sonic goes off. They say, we have to drill here. Unbelievable. Coming up tonight, I have the usual edition for you, a report on the Curse of Oak Island from our expert Vilo Houle. Plus, we have the story about the salesman and the 99 turkeys. Our Thanksgiving story. The salesman and the 99 turkeys. It's a very big show. And we have a mystery voice. Anybody who guesses the mystery voice wins snack foods that should be in the vending machine right now in the third shift, but somehow they're never in the vending machine. Somehow, when the third shift comes, we are ignored. You and I are ignored. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Welcome. We're live. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, focusing on the holiday forecast for the week ahead, this time for the eastern half of the country. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories tonight. For the northeast, inland from the coast with some areas getting a foot of snow by tomorrow morning. The damage may already be done for Monday's commute. Monday, though, no new precipitation, no problems in the east. The next Pacific system starts to cross the Mississippi River late Tuesday, and that system brings snow across the Great Lakes, a broad area of cold rain, all the way from the northeast down the spine of the Appalachians, across Dixie as far south as the Texas Gulf Coast on Wednesday. Lake effect snows Thanksgiving Day. And then the next bigger storm system starts to cross the Mississippi late Thursday. But it's moving slower and a broader area of winter precipitation will develop, including a potential ice storm for Iowa and Nebraska Friday. Rain into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. By Saturday, that snow reaches from the Great Lakes down into New York and Pennsylvania. Stay with this station to update specific ice and travel conditions. They'll have the latest with this tricky forecast for the holiday. And we'll look to the west next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The all-seeing eye. Swamp. Templars. On your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
All
coming
right,
up.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We're going over a variety of very important subjects tonight. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you the story of the turkey salesman and the 99 turkeys. Plus, we'll have the usual edition, an amazing edition of the usual edition, because it celebrates the impeachment week. Everybody at Public Radio is out of their minds. They're out of their minds with overmodulation. And we have a mystery voice. If you guess the mystery voice, you win food for your snack machine, because at this hour they should be filled, and they are not. Don in Warrensburg, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Don.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for letting me call in. Appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure. You bet. Don, did you want to guess the mystery voice? Do you want to guess the mystery voice, Don?
Yeah, I was going to give it my best shot anyway.
All right, let's do that right now.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
All right, for a prize announcement and a box of snacks for the vending machine, who do you think that is?
I think that's Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. You know, I got to give it to you. That's not Natalie Portman, but thank God you picked somebody who was born in this century and somebody who is an entertainment figure. I appreciate that. Where are you listening?
I'm actually listening to a Kansas City, Missouri radio station.
KMBZ.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's a great radio station. It's programmed by Alan First, and they have that woman in Afternoon Drive with that loud laugh.
Yeah, I listened to all the the afternoon talk radio shows that are produced there locally, and I have always enjoyed the station and everything they put forth. To be honest with you, this is the first time I've stumbled across yours. I thought I was going to be tuning into another program I was used to listening to, and then here's your show, and I was
and
like,
this
"Wow,
is
this
better.
Is cool."
And this is
well,
better.
Yeah, well, you got yeah. me to call in.
I am grateful for that. I hope you have a terrific Thanksgiving. I have an amazing Thanksgiving story coming up in just seconds. And thank you very much for your call. My number is 888-688-WALT. Today, I witnessed something that is never discussed. It's never discussed, and it is the puzzle and shame of most married men, and it's this. By the way, I just took a drink of Diet Cherry 7-Up. They are not a sponsor. They should be. If you've never had Diet Cherry 7-Up over the holiday, I urge you to get Diet Cherry 7-Up, and you will thank me. It is the best soda I have ever had in my life. Diet Cherry 7-Up. I've tried to reach them. I wanted to talk to the person who invented this, and yet they don't answer. Their corporate PR does not answer. And yet they're sitting around in meetings right now, corporate PR going, how do we get more press and more coverage? Hi, I called you. Call me back. Call me back, and I'll put the inventor of Diet Cherry 7-Up on the air, and we will applaud them. We'll tell them they're terrific. Isn't that what you want? And meanwhile, they're going to waste a zillion dollars on crap. They're going to waste a zillion dollars on them. We got an official PR firm. We're going to do a photo shoot in an empty room in Brooklyn. It'll be very cool. No, it won't be very cool. Be on Sterling on Sunday. That's what you do if you want to be cool. If you want to be cool, you go on Sterling on Sunday. That's the dumbest thing I run into. There are all these companies that are always sending me press releases and speaking engagements and asking me to book somebody, to put somebody on as a guest, You wouldn't believe what happens when I say, okay, I'll put them on as a guest. They go, oh, we didn't realize it was on so late. Yes, I'm on at the same time as the Tonight Show. Could you work that out? What a bunch of freaks. And then you go, well, gee, we have trouble selling books. You know, books aren't selling. No, you have to promote them. You have to promote the damn books. 888-688-WALT. Here's what guys run into. I go over to a neighbor's house, and my seven-year-old wants to go over there and play. But she had to change her clothes. So I had a few minutes. I said, let me clear the way. Let me go over and make sure that my seven-year-old can go over there. I go to their house. I knock on the door, and there's the dad. He's a good dad. I like this guy. I don't like anybody, but I like this guy. And he opens the door. I said, my daughter would like to come over and play because they're very close. The daughters are very close. Come on, let's come on over and play. Great. He looks at me. He goes, let me see. I'm not sure. And then he hold on. Then he comes back, goes, you know, the sisters are still asleep. The other one's room is kind of a mess. And I'm getting the message pretty quick that this is not the time for my daughter to come over. I said, well, all right, if she can come over later, terrific. But your daughter's always welcome in my house. No problem. You can send over your daughter at any time. Not a problem. And I go away. 2 minutes later, he comes over to my house, knocks on the door, says, listen, it's okay. The other kid's awake. There's no trouble in the room. It's fine. Your daughter can come over. And then he looks at me and he goes, you know, I had to get permission from my wife. Whenever other children come to our house, she has to be the one to approve it. She's in charge of that. And I had to get her permission. And I looked at him. I said, you know, every house is different with this stuff. In my house, any kid could come over to our house at any time. No problem. It's not an issue. But God help me, if I move a lamp from this table to that table, that's an issue. If I do the laundry, that's an issue because I won't do it the right way. But I can make any meal, do all the food shopping, no problem. Any kid could come over to our house, no problem. But in that guy's house, he has no authority to decide which kid can come to the house. And then I looked at him. I said, every house is different. And here's the power play. The wife always has ultimate power. And she can decide to deflect it. She can decide to delegate it. She can decide she doesn't want that power. But the guy has no power. The husband, zero power. In the house, zero power. She says, I will be in charge of this and this and this, and you will not be in charge of that. And in that guy's house, she was in charge of which kids play and when. In my house, my wife could care less. But she cares very much where the lamp in the living room goes. Do you find this to be true in your house? My number is 888-688-WALT. And this is going to come up this week, a holiday week. You're going to have to deal with this week. You got a husband who's going to step over his bounds. We can't have this. If your husband's going to step over his boundaries, unacceptable. And if your wife is going to say, this is all that goes, this is how it's going to go, unacceptable. There's no meeting on this. There's no compromise on this. That's what I've found. And everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice. It's really an impossibly great show. It's really just a spectacular show. I'm Walter M. Sterling. That's the name of it. Live on a Sunday night. Amazing. There's nothing else live at this time. It gives us an enormous advantage. And really, the only reason we're on the air at all, as stations put us on, is because we're live. I swear it's the only reason. Yes, there are giant ratings increases, but I'm not allowed to quote them. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. And let me talk with you about American Finance. American Financing is the mortgage bank that you and I have been waiting for. This is a mortgage bank run by mortgage experts. These are people who you talk to them on the phone, and they'll listen to your situation, your income, what you're paying for mortgage, and try to find you a cheaper mortgage, a better mortgage deal. Wouldn't that be fantastic? A better mortgage deal. You could lower your mortgage by $1,000 or more a month. Well, how come they can do that? Because mortgage rates have gone down so much that if you even got a mortgage a year ago, you might be paying too much. Why don't you get the information? All you have to do is call a phone number on Tuesday.
866-569-4711.
Don't call it now. They're not there now. They're saving money by not being there right now. But call it Wednesday.
866-569-4711.
Load that into your phone. That way, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you call
866-569-4711.
American Financing.
American Financing. NMLS 182334. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. ForHims.com. I love ForHims.com. You know what ForHims.com just did? They renewed their schedule on Sterling on Sunday for, ready, an entire year. Because the results were so impressive, they renewed for an entire year. ForHims.com. I love ForHims.com/Walter. ForHims.com/Walter is a company dedicated to men's products. These are products for men. They have hand and skin lotion that smells just right for a guy. Plus, they have generic boner medicine. That's right. Medicine so that you will have a boner on demand. It used to be you had to get an expensive prescription. They could cost $400 or $500 for that prescription. Now it's a generic and it's much cheaper. Much cheaper. ForHims.com is a subscription website with terrific products and information for men. It's a men's community. They're offering special discounts right now for Sterling on Sunday listeners. Special discounts on that subscription. Get the information. Go to ForHims.com/Walter. ForHims.com/Walter. A prescription medicine can only be given after a discussion with a real doctor to make sure that the prescription is appropriate for you. Yes, even you. That's ForHims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. I'm James Copeland. It's that important.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I'm live. What else is live on the radio right now? You think the gold show's live? The cyber currency show is live? The annuity show or the best of dead plant? No, I don't think so. Joe in Excelsior Springs, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT. Hi.
Well, Mr. Sterling, it's nice to make your acquaintance. I don't know how new you are to the Kansas City area. But,
Thank you. I love being on KMBZ. It's a privilege.
Well, it's a privilege to have you here. It's a lot better programming, as you mentioned. But I am here to guess the mystery voice because I'm in dire need of a box of snacks.
You get a box of snacks and a prize announcement. Very few shows.
Well, I'm kind of excited about that, too.
Of course. Here, let's listen to the mystery voice together.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
What do you think that is?
Oh, man. You know, I thought it was Kristen Bell. I'm going to stick with that, but I'm starting to doubt myself.
You know, I'm very proud of you, though. I'm very proud of you because that's the food group. That is the group of people, age group, the level of celebrity. Good job. By the way, Kristen Bell, number one movie this weekend, Frozen 2, whatever, $127 million. Broke every record there was. $127 million. I'm sorry it isn't, Kristen. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I have guests. Oh, my God. Matt in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WAL. He's gone. Let's go to Kevin in Savannah.
Sunday, December 1st, 22-time Grammy Award winner Chick Corea.
There's a tacit community of artists who are just trying to improve things. I want to make a record about that.
Get unprecedented access to the creative process of one of the most celebrated artists of our time.
It's one of the most beautiful social activities that there is to create together.
Don't miss Chick Corea in the Mind of a Master, exclusively on Scientology Network, DirecTV Channel 320, or online at Scientology.tv.
Time to put up the tree.
Nothing goes by faster than the holidays.
Time for family photos. Time to cut the turkey. Time to take down the tree.
Actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast, featuring extraordinary offers on our most popular models.
Lease the 2020 RX350 all-wheel drive for $419 a month for 27 months with $34.99 to its signing. Experience amazing at your New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Eastern area only and ends December 2nd, 2019.
What is a good kid? Every kid thinks they're a good kid.
Good kids are kids that you really see the thing that drives them and you help them follow down that path.
This fall, Lemonada Media brings you Good Kids, part podcast, part manual for raising kinder, gentler humans. Subscribe now on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
From the Westwood One Podcast Network, where the conversation starts.
Qualify.
But in the end, you have to give this woman the utmost respect and tell her that you're giving her everything.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. I agree with you. And I do give her the utmost respect. 888-688-WALT, although I think she would doubt that. You know what? This has been a hell of a week for public radio. They're very excited because it's been the impeachment spectacular. Here's the usual edition.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is Public Radio's crowning week, the impeachment of a president. It hasn't happened yet, but everyone is just drunk with joy. We have whip around of the impeachment celebration around the world. We go to our most important bureaus. First, our bureau in Nairobi.
In Nairobi, all trade has stopped as people look to the sky for a sign that Pepe Pelosi is happy.
We have been here how many days?
I got here yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is your next...
First day.
First day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And you're alone. You don't have a bodyguard here.
Nah.
You're okay.
You could kill me right now.
I can shoot you.
Thank you. We always appreciate your thoughts. Now to our bureau in the Falklands, which is staffed with 83 Stanford-trained journalists. Sheep demand coverage.
In the Falklands, the possibility of a Trump impeachment has stopped all sheep-shearing activity. Our listeners here are very anxious to share their thoughts.
It was fascinating to see what life was like in the small community. And during my time walking around the town, there were two baby lambs that took a special interest in me.
More trout have been caught in the Falklands than ever. Once the impeachment hearings began.
A key issue for listener Jerry D has been a snake in his house. It has been there in Maryland since Trump was president. Now it will leave. Jerry, please give us the latest on the snake issue.
So, Rachel, I appreciate your optimism, but I'm not quite sure that I share it. I believe the snake has been living in my home, more precisely here in my bathroom of all places, because he or she is confused due to the bizarre weather phenomenon that Donald Trump has caused. And my fear is that if Trump is not impeached, animals, especially underprivileged ones like snakes, will continue to abandon their normal behavior and people around the world might very well find snakes and bears and even alligators, God forbid, taking up permanent residence in their bathrooms and kitchens and bedrooms and even, wine cellars and yoga studios.
Always rambling. Thank you, Jerry D., who composes much of the music for the usual edition. Here is a sample from a tiny vibrating chair. Impeachment Week continues. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
888-688-WALT. Judy in Dallas, please share with us a terrible joke.
Okay. Why, Walter, why do pilgrims' pants always fall down?
Why, Judy?
Because they wear their belt buckles on their hats.
Say that again.
They wear their belt buckle on their hat.
They wear their belt buckle on their hat. That is a spectacular, terrible joke, Judy. Now, listen, I have to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Okay. Judy, as you know, you're a star of this show. You know that, right?
Okay.
What I would like to do, with your permission, is take 20 of your jokes, put them on a thumb drive, a flash drive, and make it the Christmas gift to the listener, the Midnight Misfits, from our show. I'm not selling it. There's no money. I won't be making any money with this. But I think you're so important to the show that I'll take some usual additions, some Judy jokes, some drive-through brews, put it on the thumb drive, and that'll be our Christmas gift. How do you feel about that?
That sounds great.
I think we'll take 20 of your jokes. James Copeland's going to do it. He'll pull it together. Judy, thank you very much for this joke. That was a particularly good bad joke today for Thanksgiving. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you the story of the turkey salesman and 99 turkeys. It's a spectacular show. Sterling on Sunday, live on a Sunday night. If you're in radio and you're listening, you're going, you know, why isn't there anything different? Here's how you foster something different. You clear my show, Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling.
Higher, heavier elevation snows tonight. Idaho, Glacier National in Montana, pushing south tomorrow. Starting the wet season briefly in California, mountain snow and valley rains, Utah, Wyoming, and Colorado, soon to be ejected out into the plains Wednesday with additional Gulf moisture. Now, what's pushing this system is an even bigger storm behind that, due for later in the week. But at this point, the snow Tuesday reaches from Denver to Minneapolis, a narrow band of ice along I-29. And this first storm races into Canada later Wednesday. How about the bigger storm that's still to come? It's going to get lots of help with a new shot of tropical moisture coming through the southwest Wednesday. Much bigger snow footprint Thanksgiving Day, expanding into Arizona and New Mexico by Friday. Plan on big travel delays in the air and on the ground, with some 54 million people impacted by the time we all get to leftovers. And that snow will diminish by Saturday. And at this point, there's even a threat of ice for Tucson Saturday. But it's all rain Sunday heading home. Stay with this station to update specific ice and travel conditions. They'll have the latest with this tricky forecast for the holiday. And we'll look to the east coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The all-seeing eye. Swamp. Templars. On your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Sterling on Sunday, story time.
I'm going to tell you the story of the turkey salesman and 99 turkeys. This is quite a story. There are stories that shape you for your entire life, and this is one of the ones that shaped me for my entire life. At every single business that has a sales department, there's always a salesman who does not fit in. Either they're too young, too old, a little too loud, a little too drunk, a little too fat, but they don't fit in. And at the radio station that I worked at for the first time in my life, coming out of college, was a radio station in New York City. This radio station was on 40th Street and Broadway. Broadway, not a pretend Broadway. A real, the Broadway, 40th Street. On this block, 40th Street and Broadway, the traffic was so dense that it could take an hour to go one block. It's bad in Philadelphia. It's worse here. Much worse than in Chicago. You can't imagine it. Bad on the 405 in Los Angeles. This is worse. At the holidays, it could take an hour to go one block on 40th Street in Manhattan. And at this radio station, the manager of the station was an interesting fellow whose outfits pretty much came from Barnum and Bailey. You know, when the circus was in town, he got a new suit. It had that piping. But he was a good guy. He gave me my first job out of college at an FM radio station in New York. He's okay. But what was interesting is that this radio station was sort of a startup. It was FM. It was at a time when FM wasn't the thing. It was just beginning. Somehow or another, he managed to justify the purchase of a new sofa for his office. And therefore, one day I'm at work, and this giant sofa box comes in. I mean, it was huge. It took up the entire lobby. They put it down, his sofa comes out, and the sofa box is sitting there. It took a certain crew to take it away. Now, this story taught me everything I needed to know about listeners, contests, prizes, selling, and unions. Everything. And what made a good boss and what made a bad boss, all of it is in this story. And every word I'm about to tell you is absolutely true. Every word is true. At this radio station in New York City, it was a bare bones operation in terms of the decor wasn't great, it wasn't fancy. And like every other radio station, at Christmas time and at Thanksgiving, we ran contests to attract listeners. At Christmas, they'd give away your Christmas wish. You could make a wish, and magically you'd get it. Gee, if the barter house would barter for the prize. But at Thanksgiving, we wanted to give away turkeys. We ran some contests where we gave away turkeys. And the way it worked was that the radio station's frequency was at 99. And therefore, what we have to do? We had to get 99 turkeys. We had to get prize certificates for 99 turkeys. The certificates are done by a barter. Here's how that works. You go to like ShopRite, Giant Eagle, Kroger's, and you say, we want to give away 99 tickets on the air, 99 turkeys on the air. And they say, fine, you have to run 50 commercials for us. You have to run 100 commercials for us. Fine. You make a barter deal. Commercial time for merchandise. Barter deal. Fraught with peril, by the way. Just always a disaster. I was in the promotion department. Every kid, their first job in radio is usually sort of in the promotion department. The promotion department can mean that you're running the prize van. When a disc jockey goes on remotes, you stand there and hand out the T-shirts. You make sure that the prizes are distributed. You make sure that they fill out the forms and the legality and blah, blah, blah. All the things we ignore on Sterling on Sunday. There are no forms here because we hate forms. And they said to me, Walter, go to this salesman. Go to Roy and tell him to get us turkeys for Thanksgiving. We want to give away 99 turkeys. And I go to Roy and I say, we want to give away 99 turkeys. And Roy is the salesman who does not fit in. He doesn't fit in. But like all the salesmen who don't fit in, he agrees to everything. Whatever you want, I could get it for you. I know a guy. I can get you tickets. I can get you a good parking space. I'll get you the limo. He's that guy. You know somebody like that at work. He's the one who can get you anything except what happens. Usually it doesn't come true. Could you get me tickets to this concert for me and my girlfriend? Sure. No problem. A day before the concert. Oh, gee, and I had trouble getting that. That's Roy. That's who it was. It's Thanksgiving in New York City. It's 28 degrees outside. It's as cold as could be. And I have said to Roy, I need 99 turkeys to give away on the air. Done. You got them. No problem. Okay. Are you sure? Yes. Because the law is, if you're going to give away something on the radio, you actually have to have it. Go figure. The law is that if you're going to give away something on the radio, when you hear them giving away prizes on the radio, they actually, by federal law, must have them in their possession. They must be able to demonstrate they have those prizes. It's a federal law. And I looked at Roy. I said, you sure we have these turkeys? Yes, you wanted 99 turkeys? I got you 99 turkeys. Great. Now we're on the air. We're on the air and pounding away and giving away turkeys. And ultimately, we have given away 99 turkeys. We have ultimately given away 99 turkeys. And now it's 3 days before Thanksgiving. And it's time to make sure that the winners get their turkeys. And what happens next is unbelievable. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Now we have to deal with the other turkeys, which is the people who are gracious enough to advertise on Sterling on Sunday. And I want to talk with you about stamps.com. This is the holiday time. And what does that mean at the holidays? What does it mean at the holidays? At the holidays, it means that we have to go to the post office. Is there any more challenge to our spirituality than going to the post office to get postage for all those Christmas stamps and for mailing out the packages on time and making sure we get the right postage? Well, guess what? Finally, there's a post office where you want it. It's on your desk. Finally, there's a post office where you want it. You ready? It's in your office. Stamps.com is your post office. Stamps.com is your post office. You can do everything you do at a post office, except you do it at stamps.com, promo code Walter. I have subscribed to stamps.com. I get 5 cents off each stamp. Now, when you're buying 300 stamps for Christmas cards, that's a good deal. You get a beautiful digital scale. Everything you can do at a post office, you can do at stamps.com. Enter promo code Walter for special discounts. Stamps.com, promo code Walter. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's great to be with you on a cold winter night. All right, let's you and I talk about ForHymns.com. ForHymns.com is a website dedicated to guys. It's just for guys. It has products for men that are spectacular, including, ready, boner medicine. Finally, for the holidays, you can get a boner on demand. That's what she wants from you, a boner on demand. Finally, you can get that. If you have a little challenge getting a boner now and then, well, first of all, it means that you're probably well endowed. People who are a little well endowed need what? What? A little extra help. Go to ForHymns.com. Get all the information about getting a prescription for the medicine, for the medical condition that gives you a boner on demand. Get the medicine. You talk to a doctor. Only a doctor can give the prescription. The prescription is given if it's appropriate for you. ForHymns.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday. My eyes got very big, and they met his eyes, and his eyes were not fooling around eyes. They were steely. I've been driving a truck for 23 years. I'm in the union. Don't mess with me. Eyes. And it was 28 degrees out, and he was cold. Oh, can I give you some coffee? No. What are we going to do? We got to get the turkeys out of my truck. What do you mean the turkeys? I got 99 turkeys in my truck. I got what? I got turkeys in my truck. I go to the salesman. I go, wait here. I go to Roy, the turkey salesman. I say, there's a guy downstairs who says there are 99 turkeys here for me. What am I supposed to know about this? You said you wanted turkeys. I got you turkeys. I wanted turkey certificates. Well, you didn't say that. You said you wanted turkeys. I got you turkeys. I didn't want 99 frozen turkeys. Well, you didn't say that. You said you wanted turkeys. That's what I got you. All right, so now I go downstairs. And remember, this is Thanksgiving in New York City. It is as busy as it could possibly be. I'm on a block that is one block from Times Square. One block from Times Square. The busiest place humanly possible. And I go downstairs and I look at this union truck driver. And I say to the union truck driver, let me see them. And he opens up the truck and there are 99 frozen turkeys, solid as a rock, heavy as a rock, heavy like a light boulder. These turkeys are supposed to be 14 pounds turkeys. These are 24 pound turkeys. I'm looking at 124 pound turkeys, and I'm looking at a union truck driver on the streets of Manhattan at Thanksgiving time. And I'm looking at the fact that those 100 turkeys are having to be moved. They're going to have to be moved. And I look at him and I say, well, I guess we can get you a cart and you can unload them and put them onto this cart. And then we can wheel them into the building and take them up to the second floor where the radio station is. I can't get out of the truck. I can't leave the truck. I'm not allowed to leave the truck. And that was my first glimpse, ladies and gentlemen, my first glimpse of what it means to be in a union. Now, this was a member of the Teamsters, and now he's in New York City. And he's looking at me, not a member of the Teamsters, and with his eyes, he could kill me. He doesn't need to take his thumb to my neck. He doesn't need to strangle me. He doesn't need to call Vinny. With his eyes, he is powerful enough to kill me. And I say to him, I need you to unload the truck. I can't unload the truck. That's not going to be happening. Well, this was an office building in New York. And office buildings in New York, in every city, have porters. People who run the freight elevators, they get the packages in and out, they take in the shipments, they sign a log to make sure everything is the way it should be. And I'm like, well, these are porters. This is their job. This is what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to unload the trucks and bring material into the building and help poor people like me who are wusses. And there's a porter looking at this situation, and he calls over his friend, and these two porters are watching what we're doing with the truck and the fact that nothing is coming off the truck and the fact, oh, that everything on the street is double parked. Both sides of the street are double parked. There's one lane of traffic that's barely moving through the city. And it's 28 degrees. And this is a very grown-up situation I'm staring at. And these are prizes that we have to give away, that we've given away on the air. These 100 turkeys have been given away already. People are going to expect their turkeys. Well, I look at the two porters who work for the building, and I say to the two porters, can you unload the truck? And then my knowledge and expertise in how unions work deepened. I got smarter about how unions worked at this moment, because the two porters looked at me, and they said, we can't leave the building, Walter. We do not leave the building. The two porters in the building did not leave the building. The truck driver did not get out of the truck. And there were 100 turkeys that needed to get out of the truck and into the building. And the sidewalk was about 25 feet wide. At the holiday time, with slews of people walking up and down the sidewalk and bikes and carts, and it was a madhouse. And now, because of the turkey salesman, we had 100 frozen turkeys that had to get from the truck into the radio station. And how this was solved, the solution for this, would change my life forever.
Hear the zesty climax in our podcast, Midnight Misfits. Download from iTunes. Midnight Misfits.
Midnight Misfits. Listen to the podcast. Hear the end of the story. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's a Sunday night. You and I coming up, we're going to talk about the amazing challenge of being a dad, being a father, and negotiating the week as a father, because we don't fit in. When the holidays come, this is not a good situation for us. It's a challenge. And again, we're going to be up against it. You and I are going to be up against it in a way we are not at other times of the year. It's a particular challenge at this time of year, being a father, being a husband. Yeah, put this thing over here. Do this. Don't sit next to your mother-in-law. I can't believe it. We have a lot going on tonight. Coming up are Midnight Misfits. It's great to be with you on the third shift. This is where you and I belong together, in our media room, otherwise known as the cab of the 18-wheeler, otherwise known as the RV, the SUV. Sterling on Sunday, live on a Sunday night.
Sterling on Sunday weather, focusing on the holiday forecast for the week ahead, this time for the eastern half of the country. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories tonight. For the northeast, inland from the coast with some areas getting a foot of snow by tomorrow morning. The damage may already be done for Monday's commute. Monday, though, no new precipitation, no problems in the east. The next Pacific system starts to cross the Mississippi River late Tuesday, and that system brings snow across the Great Lakes, a broad area of cold rain, all the way from the northeast down the spine of the Appalachians, across Dixie as far south as the Texas Gulf Coast on Wednesday. Lake effect snows Thanksgiving Day. And then the next bigger storm system starts to cross the Mississippi late Thursday. But it's moving slower, and a broader area of winter precipitation will develop, including a potential ice storm for Iowa and Nebraska Friday. Rain into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. By Saturday, that snow reaches from the Great Lakes down into New York and Pennsylvania. Stay with this station to update specific ice and travel conditions. They'll have the latest with this tricky forecast for the holiday. And we'll look to the west next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
The swamp on Oak Island has confused, confounded explorers going back hundreds of years. But the Leginas, led by Marty Rick and erstwhile Alex, are bound and determined to find out what's there. So a dinghy was brought out. A dinghy. And in a wetsuit, diving into the swamp, none other than metal detection expert Gary Drayton. Something's been noticed. Something big. If you look at the swamp from a drone's position or from a satellite way up above in the heavens, you will find out that it is in the shape of the all-seeing eye. And in the hole that Gary Drayton was swimming in, at the top of the swamp, at the peak of the triangle, it forms it perfectly. Knights Templar. Knights Templar. So Gary Drayton was diving down, and his metal detection equipment was going bonkers. Marty Legina, with much concern, said, "Is it a false reading?" And Gary Drayton says, "My readings aren't false. I got good readings." The swamp. Man-made metal underground in the swamp. Unfortunately, now the Leginas and their team of experts have to file more petitions with the nation of Canada for permission and permits to dig in a little bit deeper and to drain the swamp completely. Again, the swamp. Knights Templar were there. Pre-Christopher Columbus, the swamp where the Holy Grail is buried. The swamp. The all-seeing eye. For your Curse of Oak Island update, I'm Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan, for Sterling on Sunday.
Now, you see, that was a good report. He got it right now. Now he told us, he explained who the people were, what they were doing, and he says something is there. There is nothing there. The only gold on Oak Island is for the History Channel and those commercials. They're making a fortune on the number one show on cable. Tommy, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT. Welcome to the Midnight Misfit Hour. Hi, Tommy.
Hello, hello, Walter. Can you look into the camera right now on your Facebook feed, just so that I can tell you that you look beautiful. I just want you to look into the camera right now as I say it. You look beautiful, Walter.
Do you feel close to me? Tonight. Do you feel close to me?
I feel close to your eyes. You have very kind eyes.
Yes.
And would you like thing. To? I have a few notes. There are 99 cases of PBR. They have like a 99 case of PBR that goes along good with your turkey story that we can all get the follow through on Spotify, but I wanted to say that Roy is the guy that could, if you would, He is the ultimate salesman, my friend. Union drivers don't get paid to unload the truck. And what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, like so many married men, I'm forced to go to my mother-in-law's. And what happens at my mother-in-law's is that my performance is reviewed. They're not going to talk about my show. They're not going to talk about my brilliant career. Instead, they're going to talk about how I behave around the other relatives. Because for some reason, the default punishment goes to me. How the other relatives behave toward me is unimportant. How I behave toward them is all important. Do you understand that, Tommy? Do you want to guess the mystery voice, Tommy?
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
Who do you think that is? Oh, he dropped? I thought it was my earphones. 888-688-WALT. Oh, my gosh. There's Charlie Greer and his handsome son. Welcome, Sterling, on Sunday. And there is Judy Anderson and Neil Paul and Robert Gaw. I love you, Robert. And Frankie Reds, D. Wells, the fabulous D. Wells, and Karen and Mr. Sneakers. These are the Midnight Misfits. You all belong here. You're all welcome because no other club would have us. This is it. It's us. 888-688-WALT. I can't see anything. What name should I say? John, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, John.
Mr. Sterling, how are you this evening?
Mr. John, it's a privilege to talk to you.
I listened to you since your very first broadcast here in the Little Rock area, KARN 102.9.
Thank you. The home of Doc Washburn.
Yes, sir. Second time caller. I've been unemployed for 971 days, and I start a day job in the morning. And I'm just looking for any kind of guidance and input. Obviously, I'll check out the snack bar, but anything you can give me, I'd really appreciate any guidance you can give me.
Yes, I will give you some great advice because, you see, before I was a talk show host, I was actually a big deal in a suit. People actually paid attention to me. It was crazy. They were out of their minds. Here's my advice to you. Get to work before your boss. It doesn't matter how many hours you put in if your boss doesn't see you. Get to work before your boss. Leave after your boss. Before you leave, say to your boss, is there anything else you need from me today? That's the first thing. Do you hear the cat, by the way? I'm in the laundry room. The cat's just coming in the laundry room. The second thing is, don't gossip. No matter what, don't gossip. And don't take any personal days because they'll think you're a wuss. But take all your vacation days. It's very important to take all your vacation days because people don't trust you if you don't. Those are my big pieces of advice.
That's outstanding. And they don't have a dress code. I mean, literally, they don't have a dress code. So I'm not going to show up in a wife beater. I actually ironed a shirt today. So,
pay attention to the who runs the company and who owns it. Look at how they dress. And dress like that.
Can I take a guess at the mystery voice?
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
John, who do you think that is?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No, it's not Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I appreciate the call. I hope you have a terrific Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for listening to Sterling on Sunday, and especially thank you for being a Midnight Misfit. All right, I'm Walter Sterling, live on Sunday night. Every Sunday night, we're here from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. This is the best show on American radio. Why? Because I don't scream at the Democrats. I think that's covered, don't you? This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday Classics. Remember this golden favorite? Suddenly, it's summer 1969.
The secret tapes of Jersey Shore landlords revealed on the Walter Sterling Showgram.
Be sure to disconnect the Wi-Fi before the renters get here.
Why?
That way, if they have kids, they will never want to rent from us again, and our house won't be destroyed.
I was just at the bakery and have learned that Democrats have rented on our block.
Democrats? Let's spread the rumor that if sunlight strikes them, they will explode in a fireball. I was taught by nuns.
It's not a rumor to me.
Be sure to count the forks. Then we'll tell the renters they must have stolen forks, and we can charge them $100 a fork.
But we got the forks at Walmart.
Yes, make it $150. I had to wait in a long line to buy them.
Next time on the secret tapes of Jersey Shore landlords.
It's critical all renters leave our houses at exactly the same moment. That way they will run out of gas near the gas station we own.
This has been a production of The Walter Sterling Show, but not associated in any way with lesbians in space.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I was taking shots and then going out and then coming back home and taking shots and then going to sleep and then waking up and going to work and then just repeating it all. And now, because you don't drink, I barely drink. So the fact that she just finished an entire bottle of champagne by herself. First question. Are you ready? Okay, how drunk are you?
I put laundry in though.
Drunk. Was that before? On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you right now? You can't play fetch with Moose right now. That's a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you right now?
Like a 6.5, 7.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Listen to me. This can be either hard or very hard. Easy is not an option anymore.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell. Oh
my. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Sterling on Sunday Classics.
Let me talk about the drive-thru rule. So get ready to play that. Yeah, but I'll play it in this segment. Yeah. Okay.
My baloney has a first name.
It's Sterling on Sunday, full of baloney.
Did you see that at the Mexican border that customs agents confiscated hundreds of pounds of illegal bologna? Like, how would you know? How would you know that it's a counterfeit bologna coming across the Mexican border? We thought we had other problems, but no, it's lunch meat. We're being invaded by illegal lunch meat. I'm Walter Sterling. Hi. It's great to be with you. We're in the 18-wheeler right now. We're going across the country. It's just us. This is the sweet spot of the ride, isn't it? You're in your media room, otherwise known as the cab of a tractor trailer. I love all the indicator lights in a tractor trailer and all the toggle switches and all those lights. I love all that guy stuff. I love those lights. And this is the moment when The lights are just right. The temperature in the cab is exactly where you want it. You've got 3/4 of a tank of gas. There's nobody on the road. It's perfect. This is why we're together. We're together at this time. I'm 14 inches away from the microphone. You're 14 inches away from the speaker. This is the best medium. Anything can be communicated, sold, thought, felt on the radio. That's why we're together. It's the best. You know, it's funny. Every hour and a half, there's an announcement that this medium is going to kill radio. Well, radio started about 1920 as a commercial medium on KDKA in Pittsburgh, which at this moment is airing Sterling on Sunday. What a privilege to be on Jim Gracie's KDKA in Pittsburgh. And it really is a privilege to be. I just had to think about that a second. I'm on KDKA in Pittsburgh. That is...
Music, laughter, and the sweet sound of Jack Daniel's Over Ice. This is how weekends start and great memories are made. Jack Daniel's and Launch are proud to present Give a Jack, a unique 10-show concert series taking place at New York's most unique music venues, featuring amazing artists and, of course, Jack Daniel's drink specials all night long. Show your friends you give a Jack and come on down. We'll have one waiting. Don't miss Friday, November 22nd, live at Stage 48 in Manhattan. Urban R&B Soul Showcase with legend Vito, plus Jordan Banks, Michaela, and very special guests.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Maybe we'll fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Nothing flies by faster than the holidays. Actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast, featuring extraordinary offers on our most popular models.
Lease the 2019 UX250 Hybrid for $319 a month for 36 months with $39.99 due at signing. Experience amazing at your New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Eastern area only and ends December 2nd, 2019.
And then I say, where's somebody to sell it to me? And I go over to the cash register. There's no one standing there. Finally, somebody with a Macy's tag goes by or a Kmart tag goes by. And I say, can you help me? And they go, what do they say? Oh, I don't work in this department. I don't work in this department. And then they, well, could you get someone who works in this department so I can give you money? It's so darn hard to give these stores money. Then they go, oh, well, the reason why we're being ruined is because of Amazon. No, it's not. That's not why you're in trouble. It is not Amazon that has put you into trouble. You were in trouble long before Amazon came along. That's why Amazon is successful, because there were massive things that brick and mortar stores were not doing to make us happy. And it started with, it's really hard to give them money. If you go into a store like Macy's and you try to give them cash, it's hard right there. It should be the easiest thing in the world. Here's cash. Forget about a check. I'm not even talking about something, you know, very advanced, like giving a check or a credit card, very advanced. Could I have a driver's license with a credit card in the state of California? Are you crazy? The credit card's quite enough. You shouldn't need a driver's license. The state of California, they all want a driver's license. Oh, my gosh. So it's very difficult. It's very challenging to do retail, but there is no greater mystery to me than these two things, curbside pickup and in-store pickup. In-store pickup, I'm supposed to go online on a computer. I have to own a computer, spend a half hour finding the item online, making sure I have everything right, the right color, the right size, okay, everything right. Then I put in my credit card information, and what happens? Declined. Try a different CID number. What? That's always rubbed off. Isn't yours rubbed off? Mine's rubbed off. Declined. It gets declined 4 times. Finally, I put in the right zip code and it clears. Well, now I'm up to a half hour. Then I'm supposed to go to the store in the car with the very specific receipt and the very specific credit card. And I get into the store at a Walmart or someplace like that. What do I find? Nobody. The person at the in-store pickup, they're not there. They're not available. Oh, he's on break. What do you mean he's on break? I have my receipt. I am here. Now, for what would have been a 10-minute purchase, 10-minute purchase in the store from beginning to end, has now turned into a one-hour event, a one-hour life event. Well, let's imagine what would happen if the worlds of the drive-through brew and the world of curbside pickup collided. Go.
And now, the Sterling Band of Merry Players present Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. As the holidays approach, Beer Barn Denison Jake is on an extended holiday vacation from the Cuyahoga Correspondence Community College. We find him visiting his parents, who live in a trailer in Arkansas, where he's picking his brother Mikey's brain about a seasonal job.
We're out of bread and milk. Get over there and sit down and watch the Teletubbies.
Mikey,
just get over here and break some
papers out. This trailer smells terrible. Mom and Dad sure have gone downhill since they discovered bootlegged cable and Cheese Whiz. It's nice that you've got a job to get out of here for a few hours. What I do not understand is how you are even employed at the Walmart Corporation, as you are only 13 years of age.
Well, Jake, the Byzantine child labor laws of Arkansas make about anything possible. They're almost as complicated as the state rules on alcohol.
Mikey, please stop using large words. I know many things about alcohol, having worked in a beer barn. I am not as well versed in laws.
Not to worry, we'll get you in the door at Walmart. What are you good at?
I guess I know how to stand and identify beers and put them in cars and get harassed by older women.
Well, that's easy. I think you have a bright future in-store pickup.
Boy, what excitement. Will Jake be able to collect all the necessary employment talismans necessary to get a job? Tune in next week and find out, and to hear him say this.
Yes, ma'am. I know I was not supposed to eat your dog biscuits, and that they are only for dogs.
That's next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. Word cars begin.
This is Sterling on Sunday. We're on? Okay. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Welcome. Midnight Misfits, Johnny Z, Margaret Sherwood, John Sivers, Frank Youngbach, Harvey Holiday, Bill Feingeld, Anita Tyer, hi Anita, Richard Salby, Kevy Rowe, Gilbert Lakes, Claire Daly. These are the Midnight Misfits. We have many. Neil Paul, Nate Tester, Irene Robertson, and my favorite name in the world, Marion Jewel Riley. Is that the most beautiful name ever? Ben White, welcome. These are the Midnight Misfits. This is Sterling on Sunday. And it's just us. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. That means I get to tell you my stories and you get to tell me yours. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Yes, I'm live. I'm live on the West Coast and live on the East Coast because it's that important. Whatever I have to say is that important. It cannot be delayed. There's no such thing as a best of Sterling on Sunday. There is a need for Walter to solve that cough. Beryl Kravitz, hi. John Kelly, Rosemary Furlong, Michael Garay. Hi, Michael Garay. This is a fascinating expert article. Experts over at the dating site Badoo have revealed the top 10 words guaranteed to help you get a date. You ready for this? Because I know some people listening right now who need this. All right, the top words for men. 87% of the users swipe right if a bio is funny, with one of the top successful words on female profile. The top successful word on female profiles is LOL. Okay, but wait. Top words for men. Top words for men. 6 feet. Family. Dogs. dinner. Bored. Travel, music, relationship, gym, and car. So it would seem that women are looking in men for men who are 6 feet, want a family, like dogs, want to go to dinner, have a beard. Travel, music, relationship, have a relationship, go to the gym, and have a car. For women, the top words for women, love, drink, music, LOL, gym, coffee, blue eyes, a smiley emoji, beer, and is a foodie. So on this dating app, the top 10 words for men are 6 feet, describing a guy as 6 feet, family, dogs, dinner, and for women, love, drink, music, and LOL, which I guess constitutes a good sense of humor. I guess that's what it means. Listen, I know it's late at night, and I know we try to stay away, and we try to keep the show as stupid as possible, but every now and then there's something that causes me psychological dissonance. There's something that causes me to be disturbed, and I can't get my brain to settle down on it. What's causing me psychological dissonance right now is that whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, where he had $500 million, he had all these homes, and he was running hot babes through his homes. Prince Andrew would come by for reasons we're not sure about. Other rich and famous people would come by. Woody Allen would come by. And the reason Prince Andrew's in so much trouble is that nothing he says makes any sense. He felt the need to go in person to end the relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, a financier. What was the nature of that relationship? All right, everybody's speculating on that. The Daily Mirror has gone insane. The New York Post has gone insane. The Examiner, the Chicago Sun-Times, they're all nuts about this story, right? There's a part of this story that I have not seen asked about, that I have not seen any of the victims questioned about, and it's this. I am the father of a 7-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old daughter and a 16-year-old daughter, and you know what? I know what my number one job is. My number one job is to know where my daughters are, and to know with whom they are with and what they are doing. That is my number one job. Everything else, even this show, believe it or not, even this show comes secondary to that. Everything comes secondary to that. I'd like to know, where were their parents? What the hell were their parents doing? And before we all speculate on what the hell their parents were doing, let me sum it up for you. It seems that probably, in my opinion, the parents were trashed, not paying attention, disoriented in some significant way, disadvantaged in some significant way, and didn't have the wherewithal to ask those questions. Where are you? Who are you with? What are you doing? Because it wasn't like they came home late from school. You know, they didn't stop at Jeffrey Epstein's estate and were late home from school. They got on planes with passports and went to different countries and hung out with this guy and his buddies at the age of 16 and 17. Oh, what? This would not be happening with my daughters. It would not be happening with your daughters. Therefore, in my opinion, before you go dragging Prince Andrew before the FBI, before you go charging this one and this one, what? The parents are the first line of defense against something bad happening to the kid. The parents. The parents should be dragged into the FBI, the local police, and asked, where is your parenting? Why weren't you parenting? And they should be brought up on charges for neglect. They neglected those children. They put them in harm's way. If I leave my kid in a hot car, I'm in trouble and should be. If I don't pick up my kid from school for a long time, I'm in trouble and should be. If I leave a 9-year-old kid at home alone, I'm in trouble and should be. Well, here were 15, 16, and 17-year-old girls being raped. And their parents were their first line of defense and apparently were not doing their job at all. They are the ones who should be arrested first. That's what I think. I feel strongly about this, and I'm puzzled by the lack of questioning that leads to that. Where was, you know, they get these poor women who were victims here, and I haven't heard anybody say, where was your mother? Where was your father? What did your parents think was going on here? This is never asked. And what is the name of your mother? What is the name of your father? Let's call them now. Let's get them on the air and say, what were you doing when your daughter was with this Epstein character? 888-688-WALT is my number. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Thanks for all your work. Thanks for being a being of light in this dark world, my brother.
Well, you are too, and thank you. And by the way, that rotary phone is the best phone quality we've had tonight, so thank you. Isn't it ironic that it's one of the few things in technology that has gotten worse over time? Every single cell phone conversation ends with the words, hello, hello, and the rotary line phones were just fine. Thank you for your call. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We have a podcast, and that's how you can hear the end of the story about the turkey salesman and the 99 turkeys. It's an astonishing, breathtaking story. The name of my podcast is Midnight Misfits. Now, at this moment in time in the history of radio, the podcast is by far more important than anything that goes on the radio. I don't understand why that is, but apparently that is the 100% focus of everybody in radio management. You know, we have to do podcasts. We have to do podcasts. Because having giant FM radio stations and 50,000-watt AM radio stations, that's not enough. We need to make podcasts that are heard by 28 people around the world. But my gosh, make those podcasts. Incredibly important. And mine is called Midnight Misfits. You can hear it at Apple iTunes, radio.com, iHeartMedia, wherever quality podcasts are sold. There, I fixed it. I was having all kinds of problems. Why do I have all kinds of problems? We've technically had a very good show, even though the odds of that are very bad. Irene Robinson, Judith J.G., Ann Knupp, hi. Rebecca Canner, Ron Layton, Jennifer Hayden, Sarah Abraham Dunford, Ken Forbes, Frankie Cohn, Ken Brandenburg, Jim Kelly, Eric Ferguson, Bill White, Joe Ramon, Jane Houghton, Charlie Green, John Harnon. These are a few of the Midnight Misfits. If you want to be a Midnight Misfit, here's what you do. You go to the waltermsterling.com page, waltermsterling.com, and you click the Midnight Misfit tab, and you sign up, and you get a Midnight Misfit membership card instantly for free. You print it out, and you know what's on it? Is a decoder, a secret decoder. And then once a week, usually once a week, I give out a secret message. You look at your card, and you decode it. And then you will be a member of the club. This is the best club since the Home Shopping Club started. Do you miss the real Home Shopping Club? Do any of you remember when the Home Shopping Club really started and what that was like? It was in the 80s. It was entirely different than what you see now. You tune into the Home Shopping Club in the 80s, and there was an open set and a sea of telephone operators answering the phone, generating this amazing ambient sound, this great and a host sitting on a cheesy set, a cheesy stage, with an American flag next to them, sitting behind a desk, a single host. And the host would sit there with the product that they were selling right now. There was the Capodimonte porcelain, a porcelain dog. a vase, Capodimonte porcelain. Porcelain you and I had never heard of before, but all, he was saying it in such a way that this was the most valuable porcelain there ever was. And one of the geniuses of the original home shopping network was that it was not called HSN. It was called the Home Shopping Club. And when you called in to buy something, the host would say, congratulations on getting in on the Capodimonte porcelain. Congratulations. Like you had won something. It was as though you had won something. When in fact, you were spending $19.95 for Capodimonte porcelain that you could buy at Corvettes. There you go. For $5. But now it was on TV and that made it a star. Capodimonte porcelain. Do you realize that QVC and the Home Shopping Network today gross more than all the federated department stores combined? That includes Macy's. It includes more than all the federated department stores combined. Do you realize how big that is? It's an astonishing, huge business of, you know, get in right now before this runs out. Get in immediately before it runs out. It's brilliant because everybody tuning in has exactly one mission, which is to buy something. You're selling to a 100% group of shoppers, whereas here on the radio, you're selling to people who are engaged. And that means that I get to share with you a complex message in a way that no other medium can. That was pretty deep stuff, don't you think? All right, so it's Thanksgiving week. That means that you are invited in automatically. These are the holidays where you and I are invited in. Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, where it's inclusive. These are inclusive. You want to enjoy this holiday? You go outside. You go to a church. You go to a place where people are eating, and you're fine. There's no reason for depression or I feel sad. That's a lot of nonsense. It's a lot of nonsense. You can go anywhere, to a synagogue, community center, and be part of it just by walking in the door. You don't need an invitation. The opposite is Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day. Those are the holidays you need to be invited. You need to be invited to the beach, to the swim club, to somebody's backyard barbecue. Those are holidays where everybody has to be invited. Those are the ones that depress me. Because for years, when I was a single guy, there was nothing creepier than going to a pool or a beach as a single guy. Nothing creepier than that. But this holiday, I can walk into any Salvation Army, any homeless shelter, any church, any synagogue, and feel a part of it and be useful and helpful. And if for any good reason you don't want any part of your family, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. They owe you a lot. They haven't done crap for you. But it's a time when you and I can be helpful to others in many ways, and it's much more than just giving money. Because what I have learned, what I have learned in my old age, which hasn't happened yet, is that the greatest gift I can be given is if somebody says to me, I need help. I'm having a tough time, and it could be emotionally. Yeah, it can be financially, but it can also be emotionally or health-wise, or I need somebody to sit and listen to me for a while. This is the greatest gift that I can be given, is if you say to me, hey, you know what? I could use some help. I'm Walter M. Sterling. And next week, we're going to hear the story about Aunt Martha and the single word she said that ruined Thanksgiving. Sterling on Sunday.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.